U.S. military doctors are treating many seriously wounded Iraqi civilians. Under the Geneva Convention, Iraqi prisoners of war also get medical care, and about 100 of the most critically wounded are treated on the Navy ship Comfort in the Persian Gulf. In order to talk to their American doctors, the Iraqis need American translators, such as Ramzi Azar.
As I approach a patient, I greet them with their traditional greeting, which is Salamu Alaikum, peace be upon you. And as I do that, I always get the same response, and it's a wonderful response. Alaykum wa salam, which is, and also upon you. It is quite ironic.
Lieutenant Azar speaks a Lebanese version of Arabic, but he gets most of what the Iraqi prisoners tell him. This is his NPR War Diary entry.
And they tell me, where are you from? And I would tell them, you know, I'm from Lebanon. And they look at me and they say, you know, you and I are brothers. So, to a certain extent, these patients and myself have a cultural bond. And as a translator, we're dealing with people that are in pain, that are longing for their family and longing for something that is familiar. So it's very difficult not to get personal. I had to watch myself to make sure that I wasn't too comfortable around them, mainly because it has been a war setting. I've had some requests to exchange phone numbers and exchange addresses, but I've been a little bit hesitant to do that. What has also kind of stuck in my mind has been when I've been translating for this enemy prisoner of war, and this gentleman was quite tense, and he kept asking whether we were going to kill him. In this man's mind, he had this impression that we brought him on board here to actually execute him. I reassured him that we were here to make sure that he was healthy. We wanted to heal him as best as we could. And you could just see a relaxed expression in his face, and then all of a sudden this gentleman started to cry. I think this speaks highly of the fact that we are humane, you know?
An NPR War Diary entry from Lieutenant Ramzi Azar aboard the USNS Comfort. Other war diary entries are at npr.org.